In this bulletin, the Pacific Islands Forum ends without an agreement for strong action on climate change. The Israeli government bans two outspoken critics in the US Congress from visiting Israel. And Nick Kyrgios fined $167,000 for unsportsmanlike conduct and verbal abuse. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his Pacific counterparts have failed to negotiate a climate deal for strong action on climate change. After 12 hours of talks, the leaders failed to lock in a deal with tough climate change commitments, such as a stop to coal mining. Australia has been criticised by its Pacific neighbours for its greenhouse gas emissions reduction targets and the expansion of its coal industry. But Mr. Morrison has hailed the forum as a success, stressing Australia knows the importance of addressing climate change. He says he and his Pacific counterparts came together as a family to discuss their issues and signed off on two agreements.
What those documents do is commit again to realising that here in the Pacific in particular, and Pacific Island nations, the impact of climate change, the impact of rising sea levels, it's not a theory, it's real. It's happening to them right now and has been for some time. And so the actions and the directions that are set out in both of those documents, I think speak about our collective commitment to continue to address those issues.
Mr. Morrison has committed Australia to giving Pacific nations $2 million to help them deal with oil spills and maritime pollution. Tuvalu's Prime Minister says he's disappointed by the outcome of the negotiations, but said they tried their best. A tanker tied up in a spat between Iran and the West has been released by Gibraltar after it was seized earlier this month. The British Royal Marine Commandos held the Grace 1 on suspicion of oil being smuggled to Syria in violation of European Union sanctions. Gibraltar's Chief Minister, Fabian Picardo, says Iran has assured him the vessel won't be subjected to EU sanctions if released.
This is an important material change in the destination of the vessel and the potential beneficiary of its cargo.
Two Democratic members of the US Congress who are outspoken critics of the Israeli government have been banned from visiting Israel. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib were due to visit the West Bank and East Jerusalem next week. Both have supported the boycott movement against Israel, and local law allows supporters of that campaign to be banned from visiting. Both politicians have faced criticism for their stance on Israel, but they deny that they're being anti-Semitic. A man has been stabbed near British government offices in central London. Police were called to the area where the British Home Office is located after reports of a man with a knife. They found one man with knife injuries who's receiving treatment. Police arrested another man who they believe to be responsible. They don't believe it's a terror-related incident. The Italian government is divided over the plight of a Spanish charity ship that's anchored off southern Italy with 147 migrants on board. Italy's Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, wants the government to agree to his orders to ban the open-arms ship from docking in Lampedusa, but two ministers are refusing to sign off. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte says Mr. Salvini is disloyal and obsessed with keeping migrants out of Italian ports. The migrants were rescued off the Libyan coast and have been at sea for 2 weeks. The tiny island of Lampedusa is a magnet for people fleeing violence and poverty in parts of Africa. In tennis, top-seeded Australian Ashley Barty has progressed to the quarterfinals of the Cincinnati Open in the US. And Nick Kyrgios has been fined $167,000 for unsportsmanlike conduct and verbal abuse. The Australian smashed two rackets and abused the umpire at the same tournament in Cincinnati. In the second Ashes test, Australia reached 1 for 30 at stumps on day 2, while England is all out for 258. Australia is trailing by 228 runs, but forecast rain over the next few days could stall the cricket. The planned opening day on Wednesday was cancelled because of the weather. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers, a possible late storm, 19 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 16. Melbourne, a few showers, 14. Hobart, a shower or two, clearing, and 13. Canberra, early frost, then becoming windy, 17. Wollongong, sunny and 23. Much the same in Sydney, 25. Similar in Newcastle, 25. Brisbane, much the same, 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.